Hello and welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 18th year. I'm your host, Jess Marquez, and our guest today is none other than Jeff Jordan, founder and CEO of SlotCycle, to talk about the company's rapid expansion and everything that goes into the process of buying and selling the slots that make casinos go. This podcast is sponsored by Pavilion Payments, which empowers gaming institutions to create an enhanced patron experience with a complete suite of integrated payment solutions that enable safe, secure, and trusted cash access at the cage, on the casino floor, or online. Learn more at pavilionpayments.com. Jeff, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you doing?
Doing really good. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate your time today.
Of course, of course. I'm so eager to talk about everything SlotCycle related. We've already talked a lot off air and met a few times, and I'm just so glad for you to join me today. I want to kind of just start off, before we get into SlotCycle, I kind of wanted to start off with you personally. I know it's kind of difficult to talk about yourself and it's kind of awkward, but I'm just kind of curious about your background. I know we haven't really talked about that at all, but kind of what got you into gaming and specifically kind of on the slot side, as you know that, you know, what does it take to become a purveyor of slots, if you will?
All right, sure. So well, I've got 30 years now in the gaming business. I was fortunate enough to go to UNLV and graduate from that, from the university with a degree in managerial finance. And so at that time, you know, gaming was just really kicking off. The first renovation or innovations around the strip were just kicking off. And so I had an opportunity to join Mirage Resorts in a management program that placed me in the slot department as a slot analyst. So rotated through all the line level positions in the slot department, slot marketing, and some of the support areas, and came out of that and got placed as this analyst. And so I spent a lot of time like understanding, analyzing, and making recommendations on how to run that business better. And so got the opportunity to move over to Bellagio, where I eventually, you know, I opened the property and eventually ran the slot business, which was a combination of both slot operations and slot marketing. You know, at the time it had, you know, it was $130 million P&L with like 400 or 500 people, depending on kind of the time of the year and the business cycle. So it was a pretty complicated business, and it was always kind of interesting to me. I was fortunate enough after I left Bellagio to work in a number of premier OEMs. So worked for a bit in the systems business with Acres Gaming, which was, you know, a lot of the innovations that we take for granted in the systems business were just getting going when I was there at Acres Gaming. And then I also spent a lot of time with IGT and Aristocrat, serving various strategy, you know, product strategy, business development, corporate strategy roles. So I really got to understand the point of view of the slot business, both from the kind of the manufacturer setting in terms of designing and selling and, you know, configuring and protecting, you know, your business. And then also from the operating side, where I got to know the customers and the operators, you know, challenges and you know, really, really understood the business from a lot of different perspectives. So I also spent some time as a consultant in the space, working with, you know, everything from investors to operators to OEMs to startups and smaller gaming companies, trying to advise them. And, you know, that led me to have an opportunity to really look into different growth areas. And then during that time, I also became a teacher. So I've been teaching slot operations and slot management at UNR for, you know, well over a decade. So, you know, that kind of led me to finding the opportunity that we're, you know, represent SlotCycle that we're here to talk about today.
Well, that's interesting. I'll be honest with you. I didn't know that your resume was so broad and so, you know, impressive, to be frank. You know, there's some really big names and across a variety of different sectors too. So I guess kind of jumping off of that, as you said, you know, what was the inspiration for SlotCycle? What made you kind of want to jump to the other side of the bridge, so to speak, and kind of what brought about the opportunity to even found the company in the first place?
Yeah, so I was working on a project with an investor who was looking at doing a greenfield project in New Mexico. And, you know, very quickly, given my background, I explained to him that I thought he couldn't make a real good return if he had to buy new slot machines. So he basically asked me to go in and start looking at, well, what would a capital budget, what would the project look like if we went out and we just acquired used slot machines? So I started spending some time, you know, in the space, looking to acquire, looking at the pricing, looking at the dynamics of just trying to find an inventory, to find what you want, to get the right software. And really was acting as a buyer in the market for a good while on this project. And you know, basically I was sitting there one day, and I have a good friend of mine that I, you know, pinged a lot of different ideas off of over the years. And I kind of texted him, and I was like, what would it take to build the marketplace that we've built? And you know, this was kind of in the mid 2000s, and so we started riffing on what it would take. And so the idea kind of started germinating at that time. And then you know, really had an opportunity with the COVID crisis, and just had an opportunity to take some time and actually build the platform. And so that's kind of where the idea came from.
So now, when you go into your services, this is like a really interesting part for me, because it seems as if you kind of started with one idea where you said, okay, let's develop this platform where buyers and sellers can come on and obviously trade slot machines and other casino equipment. But you've really kind of diversified and added a lot more you know, services to your guys' arsenal. Could you kind of just like speak to the different things that you guys have already developed?
Yeah, correct. So the idea that we, the problem that we went after that is a real viable problem to solve is that it's really hard for operators to liquidate their equipment, liquidate it for a good return in a timely manner, even know what the value is of their assets. And, you know, is it better to just continue to, you know, scavenge the asset, or is it better to kind of liquidate it when it's whole and maybe at its you know, more of a different place in its product life cycle? So we discovered that that's a real problem on the sell side of the asset. And then on the buy side of the asset, there are operators out there that, you know, can't really afford brand new slot machines, and so they're very much dependent upon the ability to get into the second life of these slot machines. And so they have a hard time finding the equipment, finding it for a good price, maybe looking for specific themes, specific nuances around the platform. And certainly as we move through our evolution as an industry, the machines now are more complicated. They have more displays than ever before. The displays are more expensive to repair or replace. They're easier to break. So there's a lot of nuances that are, you know, changing the business, making it more complicated. And so we felt that if we could build a platform where we connected buyers and sellers so that they could actually have a community to go to and a place to dialogue about their different needs, depending on where they're at. And you never know when you're, you know, different in my engagements with different customers. Sometimes customers think they're going to be a seller, and then they end up buying a bit. Sometimes they're just a buyer, but then they start selling a little bit. So you just never know really how the needs will morph over time. But this community allows them to engage and kind of transact with themselves. So that was the original thesis behind SlotCycle. We built the platform, and we were in a position, you know, beginning in early 2021 to go out and start doing business development to see if there was really interest with the operators for this concept. And what we found was that we have lots of support for the vision of the marketplace, a vision of this community. They felt like it did solve a significant issue. And they also felt like they had, particularly on the sell side of this marketplace, they felt like they had a problem they needed help with. But the way they kind of conceptualized the problem, they wanted us to come in and basically sell for them, take the inventory in, assess it, figure out its, you know, value, go market it and sell it on their behalf on the platform. And so that's where we kind of shifted into, where we pivoted to add additional services to the business, is that, and it was a big shift for us because we went from a digital, thinking we were going to be strictly a digital business, to now we're a digital business with a physical component, because we have the ability to pull these machines in, or pull any equipment in to a warehouse that we operate. We operate a 35,000 square foot facility. And so we're able to take on, you know, large amounts of equipment, shuffle through it, decide whether we're selling it as a whole or selling it as parts or trying to sell both. And then, you know, over that sales cycle, then we get money back to our operators who provided us that inventory. And in the most cases, those operators are telling us, at least particularly one operator is really focused on that, they think they're getting about 3x what they would have got if they just liquidated it through traditional means. So there's a lot of advantages and kind of a more thoughtful approach to how we sell these machines and how we sell the parts. And so we got dragged into this, willingly, by the way, but we basically built this physical service, which has really gotten us off the ground. And we've been able to make that into a service offering. So right now we have two primary offerings. We have the digital platform, and then we have this physical service where we actually sell equipment on behalf of customers.
So I don't want to, I don't want to reiterate too much or belabor the point too much, but could you talk a little bit about the feedback that you guys have gotten? I mean, I'm assuming that I'd have to assume that based on the effectiveness and the simplicity of kind of the idea and the platform, that a lot of operators would kind of be like, wow, this is something that we never considered, or something that either seemed too difficult to pull off in the past, or, I mean, just, can you just speak a little bit more as to like kind of what the feedback from operators have been? Because it seems to me to be an idea that has filled a need that has been there for a long time, at least from my perspective.
Yeah, I think the general feedback we get is that they're happy to have a partner in this process, right? So it's not always clear for them on how to get their capital back from this asset that they have. And in some cases, if they get into, unique situations, like maybe they're closing a casino where they've got a lot of inventory, they're really looking for somebody to come in and be on their side, advising them, giving them information, helping them make an informed decision about how to move forward. And then to the extent we then provide the platform either digitally or physically for them to execute against that, we found that to be of real value. And because we partner, then we're able to adjust our services to meet, the specific needs. We had one customer, we worked across their portfolio of properties. We pulled in machines from 10 different locations in 10 unique states. And so 10 unique regulatory regimes. And so we worked through that process with them to get those games in, to show them that the concept works. And then in another case, we had a customer who was closing down three casinos in pretty short order under pretty extreme timelines. And so because we're partners, we rolled in and we rolled up our sleeves and we enhanced our service, and we designed a service so that we could actually help them and take a lot of that work off their hands. And I think they were really quite pleased at both the ability to perform, to do what we say we were going to do, but then to also be able to be so flexible with them that we were able to resolve their challenges that were before them. So I think we're getting a lot of good feedback around our ability to execute on the physical components of our services and kind of the quality and professionalism and our ability to kind of be very empathetic to their situations and get things resolved. And then we're also seeing growing feedback around the platform. The platform has taken a bit longer than we expected to take off. We've had to do a lot of redesign around the feedback we've gotten from our customers. And so some of our processes that we started with that we thought really fondly of, we ended up learning were not maybe the most conducive way to do business. So we've had to redo some of those processes. And of course, since it's software, it takes time to do that and do that well. And so I think we're now at the beginning of bearing fruit from a lot of those changes and those that feedback. On the platform side, we've been kind of an elongated beta period because we were getting such good feedback. We felt like, hey, we need to resolve this feedback before we fully launch, and we've done that. And so that's what we're up to now, is we're launching the full platform.
So that, that trial and error aspect, that actually ties in, perfectly into my next question, which is like, the successes that you guys have amassed so far are really impressive. And from your perspective, obviously I've watched this thing grow from the ground up. What's that growth been like, that journey from day one until now? I mean, even from the year, I mean, we talked about this off air, but a year ago at this time, I was meeting with you in, what was it, like a 3,000 square foot warehouse? And now you're up to 10 times that in a year. So what has that growth been like for you?
Yeah, it's been pretty, pretty heady. If you ever start a business and you kind of design it, you'll have these dreams of like what it could look like, and you just never know if you're like that's a fantasy or a dream that can come true. So when we took in our first machines, a gentleman that works with, that helped, you know, help found the company, you know, former tech manager from Wynn, Joey, he and I were sitting there, and we were sitting in like our first warehouse, which was like, you know, it was about 4,000 square feet. And, you know, I painted a picture for him that we would be in a, you know, in about 18 months, 12 to 18 months, that we'd be in a much bigger facility. And I kind of explained it to him. And I forgot that I had explained to him that vision until we were actually in this 35,000 square foot facility, operating out of it, taking in, you know, I think we took in 5,000 machines in short order. And he was like, well, Jeff, you know, what you said would happen happened. And, you know, that doesn't always happen when you start a business. I've started a few that have not had that kind of growth. So it's been pretty wild, but it's also been rewarding from the perspective, from a service perspective, because we were able to show, particularly for the client that helped us grow the most, we were able to show that, hey, here's how we're modifying our service to deal with your unique situation. And, you know, to have that customer say at the end of that process, when we close these three casinos, and say, hey, we really couldn't have done this without you. We really, you know, you really helped us out. And, you know, that was really a very rewarding experience. So, you know, growth is much more fun than having to shrink a business or growth is cool. It's very cool.
Definitely. Definitely. I couldn't have said it better myself. And one part of that growth that I'm interested to talk about a little bit is, you know, we had talked before about the parts market and how, you know, parts, slot parts has become kind of a big section of your guys' business. Did you anticipate that, or has that been kind of just a trend within the market recently, where I would assume probably supply chains are still somewhat affected? I'm sure inventories are still somewhat effective. So the parts market seems to be kind of an unexpected boon for you guys.
Yeah, I think the quality of transactions has been a surprise, and maybe the scale of some of those transactions, meaning, you know, I always expected that we'd be selling parts, but I didn't know that we'd be selling, you know, a whole lot of parts all at once to fill particular needs in the industry. But from day one, when we started designing the platform, we always had parts, software in mind. And so a lot of our user journeys in terms of how you list or how you find parts within the marketplace are specifically refined around parts. And so we've always had an eye on the parts market and think that it's, you know, it's super important. And when you look at the size and scope and the complexity of the machines today, particularly with as many digital displays, right? Like, you know, a machine now can have three kind of bigger displays, and then some can have two, one really big one and maybe a button deck. And so those displays are really super expensive. And so, you know, the parts market has become complicated just because of the way these machines have changed, but it's also complicated because we've had some disruptions in the supply chain, which we did not account for or expect. And certainly we benefited from some of those disruptions. But the goal was always to have a very vibrant parts market, very vibrant slot machine market on the platform, so that, and we felt like one of the services that would be provided over time is as the market grows, then, you know, marketplaces like this tend to benefit from size. And so then it's more likely you're going to find the part you need or find the machine you need. And so we're very keen about trying to solve that particular problem. Because today, if you've got to go search for a part, say you're an operator and you're trying to fix a game and you're looking for a used part, maybe because you can't find new parts anymore, or maybe because you'd rather be more economical about this particular machine and not buy a new part. You know, today you got some websites out there, but the websites aren't always accurate with what inventory the seller has on hand. And so at the end of the day, what I hear from customers is it's still a lot of old school, get on the phone, call people, see what they have, see what the price is, sit down, spreadsheet, compare the prices. And really what we'd like to do is see everybody come to one platform, so there's one place to shop for the operator, and then they can compare and contrast among multiple sellers. So that's always kind of been our vision, and parts play a really key role in being able to provide that service to the industry.
So I'm curious, you know, we've talked all about the business so far, all the ins and outs. What are you looking forward to? We've already seen the growth so far, kind of what's the next chapter in Slot Cycle and what's the next evolution of the business?
Well, so we'll continue to kind of grow and scale in terms of machines and parts. So I think that's, you know, primary to us. You know, we've set up distribution into Latin America, so we have the ability to sell direct. We have coverage in the U.S., and then we also have ability to sell into what we call the wholesale market. So we're really getting a lot of coverage along all the markets. So I continue to see that growing both in scale. And then I see, you know, opportunities for additional services. You know, we've talked a lot about slot technical training. We've talked a lot about analytics. We've talked a lot about, you know, working with the OEMs to help them deal with kind of secondhand or use, you know, equipment coming in that needs a new life. So, you know, I would see us trying to evolve our business model to support OEMs as well. And then I would also see that we would continue to invest and refine the marketing platform, the slotcycle.com, because that platform is pretty robust at the moment, but it has, you know, it has a lot of opportunities and capabilities that can be continued to be invested in it to deliver services to the marketplace. And I guess the thing that happens, and then there's kind of the unknowns, because what happens for me that has not happened in any other business idea I've come up with is that we basically operate on two platforms. We have this physical platform, this physical capability with talented people, talented technicians, talented salespeople, and we have this platform to do physical things. And then we have a digital platform that can actually help other people to connect and transact, and obviously it helps us, you know, sell our physical inventory. But these two platforms exist. And so the future is really around how these two platforms interact with each other, how they become more integrated, and what kind of services can be delivered. And then as others see these platforms, there tends to be other ideas that people have that I haven't necessarily thought of, or my team hasn't necessarily thought of. So what I expect to see is as more eyes get on our platforms and deal with our services and see our capabilities and professionalism and competencies, that the market will push us in different ways that we didn't expect around how to bring these platforms and make services available to the industry that we don't see today.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for joining me today. That's all I had for you. It's been great talking about Slot Cycle. So curious to see how, you know, how the future takes you. I think truly I'm being honest, I think it's one of the most innovative new platforms in the industry today. And I have a feeling that the next time we'll be talking more about the success and growth and everything that goes along with it. So thanks. Thank you again for joining me.
I appreciate it, Jess. You take care and thank you for your time.
We hope you enjoyed this week's episode sponsored by Pavilion Payments. To learn more about Pavilion's full suite of gaming payment solutions, visit pavilionpayments.com. To learn more about Jeff and his journey with Slot Cycle, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered right to your desktop every Monday morning, and be sure to use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss an episode of the GGB Podcast by subscribing on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.